My name's Francis. I'm an addict. Thank God everyone's getting off. I feel better now. See you later. Don't worry, you're not going to be on my steps then tonight. And by the grace of God, strong sponsorship in this lovely 12-step program. I haven't had a drug, a drink, been arrested, caused murder with anybody. And on a Friday night, that's truly a miracle. Standing here in front of these lights, I think I'm getting followed by busies again. It's just rare on me that I'm in a field somewhere hiding. How can I follow them 2 shares? Amazing. Related so much with you, and my ego's sitting there going, right, I've got to be dead funny yet really feminine and start to cry. Fucking hell. How come I'm here? Well, first of all, I'm going to try and relate to make sure they're not throwing a ringer up here. Okay? I'm talking to men of a certain age here. Who remembers boxer shorts? Right? Who remembers walking down the house off your head and the boxer shorts are making too much noise? Right? Who remembers sitting there and the fridge goes off and you nearly jump through the fucking wall? Watching the telly on mute? Or in certain circumstances, in January 1999, on the 1st of January, 2000, sitting there in a corner, off me fucking Swede, thinking the SAS are on the roof and they're going to come through the fucking window. So there's me relating to you. What happened? Is he in here? The fella in here who 12-stepped me 12 years ago. I shall be forever eternally grateful to him, Dan. There's my date up there. Okay, just 4.69 years or something, coming up to 5 years in April. What happens? It's a bit of a warning story, and it's not so much for the newcomers, because you know, while the newcomers, if you're newcomers here, right, you're going to have a hell of a time if this is your first convention. If it's not, and you're going to walk away from me, you miss the whole fucking point of it. You really do. I'm speaking now to people who do this deal. You know what I mean? Who maybe, as like me, stop being vigilant. I've got 3-4 years behind me. 3 years. And 2 things happened. Honey and money. Right, they come into my life. I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to be doing, except one thing. I'm not doing 12-step work because I'm not working with you fucking cranks, because I think I know better. I'm going to meetings. I'm praying and meditating. Now looking back at it, I've done a step 5, right? But I haven't told you my dirty little secret. You know that dirty little secret, lads, that we've all got? That one, girls, dirty little secret that I'm never, ever going to tell you. Floaters over that. Done a few amends. 6 and 7, never had a fucking clue about them. Never had a... Yeah. Think I'm doing all right. And that part of the book where it says half measures availed us nothing. I am living proof. Living fucking proof that half measures for this type of fella here, and it relates with this gentleman here. My sponsor calls me a mad dog because he's a fucking mad dog. I never done this half-heartedly. I ran this into the fucking ground for nearly 30 years. And I've heard this word called high-functioning addicts, high-functioning alcoholics. Because I've said this before with CA, and I've been around a few other fellowships. CA has got the highest concentration of blaggers, liars, manipulators, grafters, swindlers, confidence tricksters, right? And people who actually believe their own fucking lies. We can get away with a lot. We can do a lot. That was my experience. My experience was, I'll give it a little quick synopsis. 1 of 5, the eldest again. Felt like I didn't fit in, and I never fitted in. I had dyslexia. I've got dyslexia, right? Got ridiculed at school. That's it. You're all the fucking enemy now. I'm in hostile territory for the rest of my life. Okay? Normal Scouse family. My ma's a cleaner. My dad is a painter and decorator, card-carrying member of the Communist Party, and he's an armed robber. So it's normal Liverpool stuff. God rest his soul. Right? So I've got the atheist that side, I've got my ma that side. Something happens where we moved just up to not this place called Norris Green, where they had front and back gardens. They actually put some of their endings on the words. The kids had new shoes on. So you can tell from the background that I've got, and I'm still that. You know that part in the book, if anyone's on it? The outlaw safecracker. I'm the outlaw safecracker. That's in my head. So I never felt part of at all. So me not feeling part of, spinning it round, now I'm going to attack you. Now you are the prey, because if I become the prey, I'm fucked. I'm that frightened little boy inside. I may look and sound like I know what I'm talking about and I know what I'm saying and I can put a good front on. You know them masks we wear, lads? I can only talk about from the male point of view. You know them masks that we wear? You know when someone says something to us and we get frightened and we go, what do you fucking mean? Who are you talking to? Put it right on the toes. Why is that? Got put to me by my Irish sponsor. He said, well, friend, you're just basically a fucking coward. I went, what? The fuck? Nearly had a muzzy on here in the big ear. He said, you're a coward. He said, you use fear. He's involved with violence. And he took me through that stuff. So that's where I never fitted in. Getting back to this stuff here. Heard it said, beyond my wildest dreams, look, cocaine, crack, washing up. It was called freebasing when I was young. It was freebasing, nothing fucking free about it. Right, I have got two Michelin stars in washing up. I could fucking get us to, that's how hard they were. And that's what I used to do, I was made up doing it. Yellow, solid, you know the score. Now, if anyone can relate to this, that if you have a line, or a drink, or a hit, you go. I'm back. I used to think that happened to everyone. That's not normal shit. I used to think the whole population, that was the reaction. It's not, it's just our reaction. You good people told me that. That's just my that when I've got a bottle of Jack Daniels, I've just had a right touch. And the grafters and the lads know they, if you have a right, what I was speaking to earlier on, there's one thing worse than bad luck for people like me, for addicts like me, and that's good luck. Because I'm off at the races, we've just had a touch. Gone, isolated. So if you... Fuck off. Phone gone 39 times, fuck them. So you can relate, I'm one of you know what I mean? I'm one of you. But I'm that type as well. And I'm coming more and more to realise of the mad dog one. You know, it's a wonder I'm alive. It's a wonder I'm still standing here. The situations that I've got. I lived down here, just down the corner. I lived in London for 10 years, caused mayhem in Soho in the late 80s, early 90s, with all the Maltese, working in the sex shops and the strip clubs on the clip joints, pretending that there was something there, taking money off tourists. That's where I got introduced to cocaine. Even the name, cocaine. It's lovely, isn't it? Cocaine. Sounds... Fucking hell. See, I can go back to it. I can go back to it. What I learned here is that idea, that sense of ease and comfort that I get from having a big mad line, Jack Daniels, brandy and coke, and then later on, smashing a few rocks. It changed my perception on the world. I didn't know this, but this is what I've learned. It changed my perception. It changed me from... this is all right. It also made me present to the very moment. If I look back on my experience, all of me was there when I was isolating. Off me schmich, in front of a laptop, looking at Harry Dawn. Even when I was paranoid, all of me was there. It blocked out everything else in my life. And that's why it kept me, by the bollocks so long. So what happens when I come here? The God's word, fucking hell, when I heard that. So someone sat me down and gone, Franny, you've got an allergy. In the back of my head, I went, that's just a fucking blag, that. You're letting yourself off the hook. You're a fucking crank. You do bad things. And you've got this obsession of the mind. What do you mean, obsession of the mind? See, I'm even doing it now. What do you mean, obsession of the mind? I get onto the allergy thing, the obsession of the mind thing, that I keep on doing it, even when I don't want to do it. How many times have I sat there in a room thinking, I don't want to fucking do this anymore? And I keep on doing it, and I keep on doing it, and I keep on doing it. And I've got things going on in my life for me if I want. Some good stuff laid at my table, and I am smashing it to fucking death. Because of low self-esteem, because I don't feel like I'm good enough. Because I'm that kid, that seven-year-old kid in Liverpool with dyslexia. You can't spell. So I deserve less. I've only learned here that I'm also a product of my social conditioning. Doesn't get talked about enough, I think. My conditioning affect me in my addiction. That's just me personally. So I've got this Irish sponsor. Two people in here know him. 30 odd years in. Dennis. Used to be in the IRA. Doesn't like me saying that. Fucking hard as nails. Tough. And I mean tough. When I first asked him to sponsor me at another fellowship, right, I've gone back. He's gone, fuck off. He said no to me. And then I've learnt later on, he spoke to his wife and he's gone, that fucking con man out of CA's asked me to sponsor him. He can fuck off. That's the sponsor I want. That's the sponsor I need. Because I can read about manipulation. If anybody else comes to me, I'll fucking twist you around me, little. I'll twist you. I'll tell you lies. I want someone who can see right through me. And he could see right through me. He took me to a partner booth, Vision for You. And he knew what was on my mind. And it goes, here's you, Frano. Am I to be consigned to a life, and I'm just ad-libbing here, where I'll just be a boring cunt, excuse me, where I look self-righteous, life will just be dead boring, nothing's going to happen. Well, have you got a sufficient substitute? I like that word. Have you got a sufficient substitute? It says it in the book there. And he pointed that out. He said, ask me that question. I said, have you got a sufficient substitute? And because I'm from Liverpool, I know what a substitute is. Davy Fairclough. Right, goes back years. Right. I know what a substitute is. That means, have you got a substitute for where I've just come from and that buzz that I will always go back to, because now I know I'm powerless. It's got me bad. It'll always be my master. Cocaine will be my master till my last dying death. I know that. I will never, ever beat this fucker. I've tried millions of different ways. So have you got a substitute for that sense of ease and comfort? I can get it now. That sense of ease and comfort that gives me, is the a substitute? And it says yes. And it's vastly more. I like the word vastly because I'm an addict. Vastly. Now I'm going into. What do you mean, vastly? Well, look the fucking words up. Vastly, it means mountains. It means vastly means more. And there you will find relief. You'll be carefree. You'll have no worries. Everything will be all right, Fran. Because where cocaine took you, that thing that you were chasing for so long, you can get it here if you just do this stuff. I went, fuck off. Well, I never said that because I was scared of him. I said that in my head, you know what I mean? Really? You learn to lie to your sponsors, don't you? Oh, you know, if you read your paper, yeah, I've folks done that, all done all that writing work, mate. The vastly more. Here's what vastly more means. It's being touched upon just there. That sense of ease and comfort, which I now come to believe, because this changes every day, nothing stays, because we continue to change. This is what we're asked of when I work this program, not to the, and I say to the best, I used to say to the best of my ability, but I don't say that anymore, because that's me having my own head off. This is just for me, to the best of my ability, is just doing it normal. Fucking is. Oh, I'm doing it to the best of my ability. No, I'm not. I'm pushing myself. I'm going a little bit further doing more because I know my head's still trying to have me off every fucking day. It's not going away. So anyway, I'll get back to Vasily. I was just thinking of someone from... Anyway, Vasily. What I've been given today by doing this work is vastly more. I am mostly carefree. I am hopefully not self-righteous. Sometimes I can be. I have this unabounded enthusiasm for life. That's unbelievable. And going back to what I just said about where I fucked up, where the magic happened, where the land of milk and honey is for me, is 12-step work. Says that in a 12 and 12, when everything else fails, intensive work, what other alcoholics or addicts will do. So I've threw myself into that. Guys, don't get me wrong, when I see the phone going, sometimes I go, not fucking him again. Ah, yeah. Yeah, I'm all right. Star Trek's on. Yeah. And then I'm into it. Because like getting into a meeting, isn't it? You know, when someone starts to say, yeah, all right, I'll start. And then when I get off the phone, something magic happens. I haven't been thinking about me, my little bullshit life, my little problems. And this magic goes down. And then the next thing you know, I'm in meetings and I'm searching for newcomers. He's just walked in. He looks like he could be hard work. Don't sit with him. Go and ask him. Because you know what, I heard this fucking thing about attraction rather than promotion. Isn't that Tradition 11? Something about radio, television and press? What the fuck's that got to do with about going up to people and asking them if they want any help? Go and fucking ask them. If your intuition is screaming out to you that this person there is in a bit of trouble and then something stops you, it's the disease stopping you. Hi, my name's Fran, you're all right, fancy a cup of coffee? Could save your life, apart from you saving their life. This is a we thing. This is definitely a we thing, not just a me thing. So where I am currently, for the last 4.69 years or whatever that is, I have constantly, consciously put this first. If I do not put this first in my life, this is just for a crank like me, not saying you, I'm fucked. Everything else will fall apart. I put this first and everything else becomes first class. When shit's happening over in my life over here and I go and do something over there and go and help another, I turn around and all of a sudden, how long? 20 Five. Minutes? Sounds. Right. Goes quick up here, doesn't it? So anyway, so there's murder going on over here in my life. My head's battered. I go and help somebody else. I go and do that work. And miraculously, when I come back and look at this, it's all right. It's not that hard. It's okay. Selfishness and self-centeredness is the root of what I suffer from. I suffer from me, fucking me all the time. Me, what about me? Fucking sound like Gollum. But seriously, for those of you who haven't tried it, or those of you who've taken the foot off the pedal, listen, honest to God, there's nothing like helping others. There's nothing like that 12-step work. Oh, I might make a mistake in the book. Of course you will. Do go and ask your sponsor. So I get a sponsor, asks me a question, and I'll go, let me sit with that. Not like I'm fucking Yoda. Phone me sponsor. Listen, he's just fucking asked. Did. I get back on. Hi. That's how it works. And I'll finish on this. Do you know when people say I'll finish on this in meetings? I fucking hate that. They go on it for about an hour, don't they? Hey, don't they, do you? This is the first night of the convention. Right. We're here to gather together. Together. This is what we can do together. Let's get numbers. Let's mix with each other. Let's say hello. If someone looks a bit offside, if you see someone on their own, fucking go over and introduce yourself. It's what our job is. Our job is to help each other. And I will finish on this. The best thing my sponsor ever said to me, and I say it to my sponsees now, when I'm on the phone, pissing and moaning, going, yeah, but I fucking did, but what about that, get it done, you little shit, or die.